It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's as American as a President Day's mattress sale. Fox and Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. He's on the FBI's least wanted list. Comedian Joe Mackey. Her laugh is contagious, but so is her cough. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tim. And the stork that delivered him got a hernia. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Set on Fox Nation, Tyrus. Pete, what do you think of this week?
Holy cow.
What do you think this is done? Is it over? What do you see happening?
Well, of course it's not done.
Yeah.
Because Iran's not done. Yeah. I mean, their entire regime is premised on exporting terrorism. They are not done. They can't live without it. I was actually in favor of much stronger strikes against the Iranian regime. Listen, they're still racing for a nuclear bomb.
They're
going to, and you can't live in a world where they have it, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt like now's a good time to take that next step.
Really?
Why not? That was my belief. Now, the president went the other way, and good for him. And you know why I trust and support him? It's the same reason why you trust and supported Ronald Reagan back in the day, because you know where his core is. You know what he believes. You know he has the defense of the American people in mind, whereas you could never believe that with Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama. You knew they would appease away who we are. In this case, you know Trump at the end of the day is going to have our country's back. In this case, he doesn't think this is the right time to do it. And Iran knows.
Yeah.
You take one more drop of American blood and you're done.
Exactly.
It's just amazing how much... I mean, I guess we already knew, but who knew the Democrats hated America this much? If you were to build a list of the people to kill, it would be like the leader of Hezbollah, Kim Jong-un, and Qasem Soleimani.
Yeah.
And yet, this isn't good enough for them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, Joe, I love watching Trump force Democrats to defend weird stuff, like The View applauding like Richard Spencer, a white supremacist.
I would like to thank the ladies of The View, because every time I do this show, I'm terrified that I'm going to say something stupid about politics, but they're perfectly calm, and they say something stupid every day.
I love the part when they go, "That's really good," and then he stopped and he go, "Interesting." they were all on board. Maybe he'll be a regular guest on The View. He'll be in the hot seat. Wouldn't that be great? No. All right, we'll move on then. Kat, what are your thoughts of this week? What's your analysis, your cat analysis?
I always have one.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, last week I was the one person on the couch who said I did have some concerns about this whole thing.
Yes.
But it seems like everything is just fine. And I'm happy about that.
Yes.
Right? But the interesting thing is there's a lot of people on the left who I don't think they can say that. They're disappointed that it didn't go well. But on the one hand, I get it, right? When someone hurts you, they've been hurt by Trump, when someone hurts you, you don't want them to accomplish things and be happy. Like, whenever I hear that my ex-boyfriend has a comedy show,
yes,
I want him to do terribly, okay?
Yes.
But if I knew that him doing terribly meant there would be, like, this huge war and all these innocent people being blown up, like, I would think about it. But ultimately, I would decide, like, no, I want everyone to live.
Yeah.
I want him to do well. But they were like almost disappointed. They wanted the to just be like, aha, see, I told you.
Yeah.
But they don't realize they wouldn't even be able to have that moment of gloating because they'd be being blown up.
Yes, that's true. Tyrus, close it out.
I would just like to say, in defense of The View, I don't think she cleared that conversation with Whoopi Goldberg before she dropped it. Because if you watch the body language,
yes,
Whoopi was like, "Do we hate him that much?"
Yes.
Because if President Trump lost support of white supremacists, that actually, in a weird way, pleases me.
Yes.
That means he's done something non-racist to the point where the racists were like, the hell with this. This guy.
Yes.
was that?
Yeah.
A good point.
They sided with the racists.
Yeah, like, if somebody on there would have said, and it would have had to be Ms. McCain to say, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
We'll be right back after commercial, and she wouldn't be there anymore.
Yes. Like,
we got the racist on our side.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the point. It literally, America, the world is so afraid of our crazy president
yeah.
that he will kill your general, and to get back, you will blow up the parking lot, but not the one that's marked off.
Yeah.
Just the shopping carts that nobody was going to bring back in anyway.
Yeah.
That's what Iran did.
All right. With the climate in flux, he put on a tux. Actor Joaquin Phoenix plans to wear the same tuxedo to every event during the 2020 award season just to help the environment. Phoenix, a lifelong vegan, partnered with a fashion designer, Stella McCartney, on an outfit to last him all year. Ooh, it smells. Normally, it's not unusual for actors to change their wardrobe with each news event. After multiple fittings, materials, travel, labor, the costs can add up. Don't I know it? The awards season is nuts for me. But a custom tux worn at once will reduce the waste. Kat.
Yes.
This is sexist.
Look, I just want everyone to understand that Joaquin Phoenix did not do this for the environment. He did it for the brag. Okay? Mm-hmm. We see this all the time. All the rich girls, they go to Africa to help.
Yes.
But really, it's to post pictures on Instagram with the kids.
Yes.
Right? Like, hey, Charlotte, do you know what that kid's name is? She doesn't care.
Right.
She wants her Instagram photo. She hopes Chad will see it, thinks she's wonderful, caring, maybe wife material, and not just the person he texts at 3 a.m. after he had too much natty ice at the frat house. Okay?
Yes.
Like, people, you ever seen people at a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Like holding a ladle?
Yes.
When you see that, you have to remember that they were posing for that photo, being like, good photo. Did you get it? Meanwhile, someone who hasn't eaten in 2 weeks is standing there waiting. But great work, Jessica.
Wow. That was directed at Jessica. Joe?
I thought he was bragging for a different reason. When he said he was going to use one tuxedo, I thought, wow, he owns his own tuxedo, because every tuxedo I've ever worn has not only been worn by myself, it's been worn by hundreds of other people. And second of all, it was the most out-of-touch environmentalism I've ever heard. The landfills aren't filling up with tuxedos.
Guys, she really is our Gandhi, isn't he? Sacrifice.
This is when you now watch the Joker and be like, yeah, it's kind of f***ed up now. Like,
he ruined the movie.
This is what happens with people who are completely out of touch with real people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear one tuxedo at every award show I go to help the environment. You didn't need to tell us that. I'm pretty sure they all would have been black suits with a black bow tie.
Yeah.
Like, you could dry clean it. You're not really doing us a favor.
In fact, the dry cleaning has detergents.
Yeah, so, I mean, literally, whether it comes off the shelf someplace new, or you take it to the dry cleaner, or you maybe take a rock and a stone and a bar of soap and scrub it in the river of caring, you know, and hang it out. But then all the fish you kill with your soap.
Yeah.
So no matter what he does, he's not helping the environment, and he's only reminding us all, watch, and I'm an actor, and this hurts, watch us on the screen. But don't ever ask us any questions.
Yeah.
Never.
Without a script?
Any questions. If it's not a script, who knows what's going to come out of his mouth. He literally just said, a damn tuxedo, whales everywhere going, whoo, thank you. Oh, man. Woo. Spotted owl population just went up 6% because your punk ass didn't wear a suit.
Last word, Pete.
I'm no award show aficionado, but aren't there like 3 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Sacrifice here. Considering there's some guy right now, like, chilling out in Iraq or Syria wearing the same suit 3 weeks in a row without a shower. Okay?
No.
Forget about it.
Here are my thoughts on this. This is just an excuse for him not to go shopping because he hates it. I have an idea. Disposable tuxes, just like diapers. You could do anything you wanted him, and he just peel it off and throw it away. All right. Thanks to Pete Hegseth, Joe Mackey, Kat Timm, Tyrus, our studio audience. I love you, America.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.